pleasures forevermore. Lord, we appreciate you because our dwelling is in the secret place of the Most High. We abide always under the shadow of the Almighty God. We decree and we establish this morning, O God, that you are our fortress. You are our rock, you are our salvation. You are our deliverance. You are the strength of our life. You are the Lord that makes your strength perfected in our weakness. Thank you for your grace that's available again this morning. Thank you for the fullness of all that fill on in all. We exalt you, Yahweh. We exalt you, Jehovah. We exalt you, our husband, our maker, the Lord of hosts is your name. As we worship, as we exalt you, as we lift our hands toward heaven this morning, in adoration to your majesty, to your dominion, to your power, you have your way in our midst in the name of Jesus. We say, God, today's service will not just be a hold service. There's nobody that met a encounter with Jesus that remained the same. This morning we'll meet a encounter with divinity and our life will not remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you afresh. Bible say on our own we can do nothing. Except the Lord build the house, they labor but in vain. But this morning we say, God, we want Holy Spirit to have his free course in our midst in the name of Jesus. Come in your power. Come in your glory, come in your strength. Come, O God, to dwell in the heavenly vessel and make us afresh and new in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning that every word that will be proceeding from this pulpit, O God, will be a word that will not return to us void, but will go forth and accomplish the purpose it was meant for in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We pray this morning, O God, that the ear of the hearer will hearken to the voice of the Lord, that this word will dwell in their heart richly by faith, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Everything will be done by your glory. I will trust the zeal of the Lord of hosts to perform this in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you. We give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, the beginning and the ending. We exalt you, Yahweh, because you will do it. For our Bible says God is able to do much more than we could ever ask or even think according to power that works in us, even as a believer in Christ Jesus. We believe in your word. We believe in your word. We believe in the authority of your word. I will believe your zeal. We accomplish this in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, our God. We give you all the praises, our Father. We exalt you, our Lord and everlasting King of glory. For Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to today's service. I will trust that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In the last 3 weeks, we have been discussing on divine healing. There have been a series of topics on repentance, on sanctification, and of course, the word of God and divine healing. And we also trust God that this morning, the Lord will open again our spiritual understanding to receive again the word of God with meekness to be able to profit us. Because the Bible says, heaven and heart will pass away. The holy thing that will endure, the holy thing that will live forever, is the word of life. And as we listen to this word, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. In particular, last week we said the word of God is the same as Jesus. Said the word is the same as Jesus. If you read John chapter 1 verse 1, you will hear Bible saying the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So God is in his word and God is in Jesus. So they are tripartite being, but it's the same thing. And much more, even Bible makes us to know that the word of God is even exalted above his name. Therefore, the word and Jesus, they are the same. It then becomes understandable that the word has the power of God and was responsible for creation. The word has the power, and the word that was responsible for creation of the world. If we quickly open our Bible to book of John again, John chapter 1 from 1 to 3, we will understand better what we meant by saying the word and Jesus are the same. Praise the Lord. I'm reading John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made, which means everything that came to existence, everything we can see in the creation of the existence of the world, are things that came as a result of the spoken word. I trust God this morning that this spoken word that's been revealed to us will minister to our health in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the same word of God lies our whole health. We need to understand that. The Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 to 8 make us to know that the word of God can minister to health, minister to our being. And the word will be available this morning by His grace to heal us from every form of sickness, from every form of disease that we may be facing, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 78. Bible said, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." The word of God is health, and the word of God is flesh to our bones. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God is health and is the strength that we need in these days and time. The same word is reiterated in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." This is the word of the Lord. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to their flesh. Praise the Lord. The word of God is life. Bible said, "The word that speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The word is life, and the word is health. Praise the name of the Lord. And Bible say, if the same spirit that raised Jesus of Nazareth from the grave dwells in you, the same spirit shall quicken your mortal body. Therefore, it is the word that quickens, that makes alive. And as we believe and dwell upon this word, the Lord will minister to our health in the name of Jesus. The word will become the anchor of hope for everything that has to do with us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bible says, none of these diseases. This is the will of God for us. As you study the word, as you believe the word, as you live the word on a daily basis, the Lord will minister strength to you and minister health to your soul, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The question then is this: how do we receive this word of faith that we are talking about? We said the word of God has been in the beginning since creation. The word actually brought everything we can see to existence. The spoken word of God is alive and is powerful. Praise the Lord. And this word, Bible say, is health to us. If you believe it, it is health and strength to our flesh. As we listen, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Then how do we receive this word of God? But what matters to us most is ability to receive, ability to retain, and ability to work with this word. Then how do we receive this word of faith? The effectiveness of the word in our lives, in your life, in my own life, depend on our own willingness to put our trust and faith in what the word of God says concerning our health. Praise the Lord. The effectiveness of this word, the ability to retain this word, the ability to act upon the word, the ability to have the word dwell in us richly to produce result, depends on us as an individual. Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will not strive with mankind anymore, which means God will not force anything on you except you decide on your own accord that this is what you want the world to do for you. That's why Bible says to who you call God is who God is to you. We need to understand that it's only the word of God that can cause a change in our lives. Bible said the word is quick, the word is powerful, it's even sharper than any two-edged sword, and this word is what we need. Then how do we receive it? It depends on our own willingness, our own yieldness to his word, our own heart, our own state of heart, state of readiness to receive the engrafted word. And that is what will cause a change in our health. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we quickly open our Bible to book of Hebrew chapter 4 verse 1 to 3. If you are there, please, you can read. Another person to open to book of James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8. And I would also like another person to open to book of Mark 11 chapter 22 verse 24. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From the account we have read in the book of Hebrew, it was not everybody that had the word that got the benefit of the word. Some refused to miss the word with faith, and they could not enter into their rest. We have two accounts of people in the Bible who actually believe God for everything he said. The person in person of Joshua, in person of Caleb. These people are even their old age, they still acting and believe to the word of the Lord. Those are the two people that brought report. And those people went out of Egypt. Not all of them actually got to the promised land. But these two people got their inheritance in God. It is about faith. It is about faith. It is about our belief. It is about the trust we have in God. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to understand that for us to benefit from the word, for us to prosper according to the word, for us to have a divine health, divine healing, a perfect health, a wholesome life of health is ties to the word of God and depends on your own strength in believing in the word. It depends on your own ability and willingness to hearken to the word of the Lord. But because a lot of people believe that the system of the world is so physical, they cannot read in between lines that everything we see in the physical was created by God through the spoken word. The same thing can cause a change in our life if we begin to confess the word. If we begin to mutter the word, if we begin to speak the word. And Bible said, this word is near you. This word is in your heart. It's in your mouth. The word of God and the word of faith that will speak. Praise the Lord. So you will need to believe that what it takes to live according to the word of God is our faith. Praise the Lord. Is anybody in James chapter 1 verse 5 to 8? Praise the Lord. Everything we are talking about in this passage of the scriptures that we have read and we are going to still be reading is still about faith. It's still about faith. You know, Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We need the faith to believe in the word. We need to understand this. And if we lack wisdom, Bible says we should ask. Even in requesting for whatever in God, it has to do with our faith. And Bible said, to him that believeth, all things is possible. We need this faith of God to do what God has told us to do and to live in accordance to the word. I want to read Mark 11, 22 to 24. Bible says, so Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Another rendering says, have God kind of faith. For assuredly I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Praise the Lord. The same thing God is saying to us here. Whatsoever thing you want God to do for you, put a demand on the faith in God, and it shall be done. It's still about faith. I pray that the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Like that woman said in the Bible, help my unbelief. I know this is a prayer. We can also pray that from today, God should help us to have faith in God. And the only way you can have faith in God is by studying the word. For Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You hear the word in church, you go with the table, you listen to the word, you build up faith in you, and that faith can cause changes in our lives. As we listen to this, the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Faith opposes us, also help us to uphold the word of God in our lives. This is necessary, because the event of the way to the fulfillment of the promises of God in our lives may not always line up with the desired final outcome. What we are saying here is this: the process you go through in getting to the expected destination may not align in accordance to the dictate of your desire, according to your will, but with the faith in God, with the faith in the word of the Lord, with the faith in the power of the creation, things will work according to the will of God for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible says all things work together for good to those who believe, to those who believe and are called. You have been called by God. All things must work together for you, and everything that works together for you depends on faith. And we need to grow within this faith. As fish cannot dwell without water, so is a believer, a Christian, somebody who has professed Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of their life, cannot do without faith. Because even without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the name of the Lord. This faith makes the difference between one believer and the other. Through the promises of God are equally available to all. What differentiates a progressing believer, somebody who's achieving results, from someone who is not achieving results, is the issue of faith. Bible says, be unto you according to measure of your faith. Everything we want God to do for us is tied to faith. That's why we cannot joke with this. We cannot overemphasize this. It is important for a believer to believe in unadulterated word of God and to believe in what God has said concerning us. This book is just black and white, but by the time you begin to ponder on it, you begin to meditate on it, and you begin to live the word, it becomes rhema to you. It becomes a specific word for every situation, because everything about the word, everything that we need in this life, consists in the word of God. It takes you and your willingness to search out what God has said concerning you, concerning the situation you may be going through. As you do this, the Lord will help you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let me just share a little story with you. I was trying to apply for my registration here, and I found out against all hold, I prayed, and things were working contrary to what I believe. But I found out from the word of God that Bible said, this word that has gone out of my mouth will not return to me void. I laid claim to this word, and I said, this document that has gone out from me will not return to me without achieving my desire. And eventually, even while I was outside this Australia, I got the result. So everything is possible to him that believes. It's just for you to stand on the word. So you need to understand that you may not have things the way you want it. And the only thing that can produce result for you is when you are akin to his word. And that is the word that comes as a result of faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Therefore, the principle of God are true and remain the same to all generations. The principle of God, they are true and they remain the same. Because our God, our Father, our Lord Jesus is the same yesterday. It is the same today and it will be forever. Praise the Lord. What he did with the same word 2,000 years ago is the same thing he did yesterday. It is the same thing he's doing today, and it will be based on the same thing that will achieve result for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Smith Wigglesworth said something. Said, we need to develop a kind of faith that God will pass millions of people to get to you at the point of your need. And that is what distinguishes us as a believer from any other person in the world. And how do we go with this assurance of faith that we have? How do we carry on with this assurance of faith that we have? Bible says true faith carries with assurance of a good outcome. Bible said the thought I have concerning you, like what Pastor said on Friday, they are thought of good, not of evil, to give us a hope and to give us a future. For you to have a desired outcome, the assurance for a desired outcome must be in your heart, and that comes as a result of faith. The heart of a believer rests on this assurance, because Hebrew 11 chapter verse 1 says, that faith is a substance of things that we hope for, the evidence of things that we have not seen. Which means, when you have that faith, it becomes an assurance that anything you pray, anything you see, and you quote the word of the Lord for, it will actually come to pass if you believe. And that faith declares the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So Hebrew 11:1 says, now faith is assurance. The Amplified Version says, faith is assurance, is the confirmation, is the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact things that are not revealed to the senses. Which means, with God, everything that you do must be based on the conviction of the word faith, not our own sensory perceptions. Our sense perception or sensory perception are designed to bring negative productivity. But if you hearken to the word of the Lord and believe totally in the word and hold on to God in faith, you believe things will begin to work. How can you read the sensory perception of a medical person explaining to you that you have got cancer? The implication of that is this is a disease that is incurable. But with God, if you can hold on to word of God, Bible said the name of the Lord is exalted above every other name. Cancer is a name. And the name of Jesus, according to word, is exalted above every other name. At the mentioning of that name, Jesus, every knee must bow, including cancer. But sensory perception will tell us that this thing is incurable. This thing cannot be solved. Therefore, I have to live with it. But the word of the Lord is saying, contrary to that, you can live with God and have all these diseases flush out from your system. And these are things we'll find very hard to believe. Why? Because we dwell much in the physical realm. But this is the time for us now, as a believer in this end time, to begin to switch from the physical realm to the realm of the spiritual, where we begin to look at things from the angle of God. Though it's not easy, but you need to stand your ground. And this depends on your willingness. And as you do this, the Lord will accomplish his word in our lives in the name of Jesus. In the face of an assurance And hope, we are bound to have peace of mind, because hope maketh not ashamed. In Romans chapter 5 verse 15, Bible says, hope make not ashamed. Why? Because the word of God is dwelling in our hearts richly by faith. Praise the Lord. So if we truly have cast our burdens unto the Lord, we should also cast our worries on Him, because He is capable of bearing both of them. Praise the Lord. If truly we have cast our burdens unto the Lord, as we believe, as we confess as a believer, then everything that stood in Philippians, that you should be anxious for nothing, while prayer and supplication, make your request known to God, and the peace of God that passes human understanding will guard your heart, every human comprehension. And that's the kind of peace that comes with assurance and the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Like Matthew 11, 28. Matthew 11, 38 says, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Say, come unto me, all of you that are worried, carrying the load of this world, I'm ready to give you rest. And this rest is only in God, not in the world. Praise the Lord. The Bible makes us to understand, if we lose our hope, we are bound to suffer emotionally, in addition to whatever we are going through at this time. Proverbs 13 verse 12 refers to it as a sickness of the heart. Refers to it as a sickness of the heart. So what to do with this assurance? What are we to do with this assurance? As with other areas of our Christian walk, God expects that our behavior to reflect our knowledge and believe of what He's able to do. This is what God is saying to us this morning. There's other areas of our Christian work, as other areas of redemption, areas of sanctification, of holiness, areas of living according to the word of life. God is also expecting our behavior, our attitude, our disposition to reflect the knowledge that we have received in God, and believe that He is able to do what He has said He will do. We do not allow the enemy to steal our joy. This is what God is saying in John chapter 10 verse 10. Bible says, the devil coming out but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Everything about the devil, the enemy, is negative. Everything about the devil is in realm of delusion. But God is saying to us this morning that He has come for us to have life, even for us to have it abundantly. And this joy of the Lord shall be our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. So we need to stand on our ground. And the ground is on the word of God, that we need to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need to stand against the craftiness of the devil. We need to stand against the whims and caprices of the devil. He is a schemer and is defeated. We need to let the devil know that in our lives and upon everything that's associated with us, he cannot have a stronghold. And how do we do that? By standing on your faith. Remember, he told Joshua, the only thing God said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 was, be strong and be courageous. And when you are strong and you are courageous, and you meditate upon the law that I have given, the law is the word of God, He told him, you observe to do everything according to as written in the word, you have your way prosperous and you have good success. Brethren, that is what we call good success. The blessing of God that makes rich, that has no sorrow, is good success. And this is our right. This is our right by the virtue of the blood of Jesus. For He died on the cross for us to live a life of liberation, a life of emancipation. And as we hearken to this word, the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we should not allow the sickness of heart, we should not allow anything the enemy is bringing to have a foothold upon us. We need to stand upon the word of the Lord and tell the devil, you cannot steal our joy, and our joy will be permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, this joy I give you is not according to the world, it's the joy of the Father. And this joy shall be the joy of life for us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we remain steadfastly joyful in the face of apparent adversity. In the face of adversity, in the face of any situation we might be going through, Bible says, does not yet appear what we shall be.
Praise the Lord. Why? Because we know that's an assurance that we have a glorious future. We have a future that is secured in God. Our destiny is colorful. All these are inherent in the world. So we should not look at the things we are going through presently. Say what we see is temporal, which means what we are seeing physically today, put the word of God in the right place where it's supposed to be in our life. Praise the name of the Lord. So look for something good that God is doing in your current situation. Base the faith attitude, see the hand of God in every situation and circumstances. Like Romans 8 verse 28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his original intention. God has called us according to his own purpose, his own counsel, his own might. He has predestinated us from his kingdom that we are going to be his sons and daughters. And these are the things God is saying this morning. Look beyond what you are going through today. Look beyond the bills before you. Look beyond anything you may be going through, that God is there to fix everything for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, God says, I'm Jehovah. And the literary meaning of that word is, I'm God for your sake. Whatever thing you want me to do for you, I will do it. And this is based on our faith and the assurance that God is there and will remain faithful to us in the mighty name. With your heart, keep seeking faith building opportunities. This is the conclusion. That you need to hold on to God. You need to hold on to his word. You need to hold on to the assurance that the word of God is true and faithful. Bible says with God, it is yea and amen. There is no with God. Bible says, can the unbelief of a man make the faithfulness of God without effect? Bible says, God forbid. This is what God is saying to us this morning. For us to walk in this victory, in this liberty, in this revelation, in this accomplishing what we want God to do for us, then we should seek to build anything that has to do with opportunity based on faith. As we do this, the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Any addition? Contribution? Praise the Lord. Can we be on our feet? Let's talk to God this morning. Bible says faith that we are talking about comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. Let's make a commitment to God this morning that nothing will matter to us than the word. Praise the Lord. The word that is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We will study the word to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's speak to the Lord this morning that the word will have a free course in our lives, that we will believe this word and will be accounted for righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, that the word of God will produce result for us. Bible said the word that produces, it is the faith and the word of God that produce result, that we are in the midst of adversity, in the midst of contrary situations, that we will still hold on to the word, and the word shall be our final authority in every situation about us in the mighty name of Jesus. That this word from today will continue to be a light unto our path and a light unto our feet in the mighty name of Jesus. That the word of God that spoke to existence, the creation of the world, will continue to speak for us and will do the will of God for us and will accomplish everything we are designed to accomplish in this world in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We believe in your word. We believe that divine healing is our birthright by the virtue of the blood of Jesus, because the Bible refers to him as the balm of Gilead. And we know we can have this authority, we can receive this assurance by faith. Therefore, we trust in your faith this morning. We say, God, you will help us with our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. In the area of unbelief, where we are subject to weaknesses, and Lord, we lack strength to stand upon the word, we pray this morning that the word of God will strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible said, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask in faith. This morning we pray like the way that man pray. Lord, help our unbelief, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we develop the willingness this morning the ability, oh God, and the steadfastness to begin to study your word and to live according to your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, God, against all odds, your word will minister to our health, will minister strength to our health, and Lord, will be a help to our flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. We appreciate you, oh God, because we believe the end of our life shall be glorious than the beginning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we continue serving this morning, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way and do strange things among us. Do the uncommon things among us. Do the wonders that you always do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let every one of us live here the same way that we came, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.